Fort Recovery Village Council met in regular session on Monday, May 19th. During the meeting, they passed two pieces of legislation. One was approving the second reading, approving the updated Mercer County Solid Waste Plan, which passed on the third reading, and then they also amended the 2025 appropriations. Heard project updates that we continue to move forward with master plan finalization on our lagoons and working on some dredging numbers and bid documents soon. The water plant study is moving right along and should be completed shortly. We should have final design here in the next 30 days or so. Water tower project is also moving along quickly. The coating crew is actually finishing up today. The logos and everything went on yesterday, look real nice. The next step will be the electrical and some final plumbing and other work. Still on track for final completion and service by early July of 2025. Third well site study, which is also part of the water plant study, is moving along also. We are looking to get the couple test wells done here in the next couple of weeks. And once that's done, we'll have the siting plan, which can be included with our water plant study to be submitted to EPA for approval. The Safe Routes to School grant, which is going to cover some different projects at different locations over the next couple of years, is in the process now. We finalized the paperwork, and Choice One Engineering is moving forward with some final designs on that. The Butler Street reconstruction project, all concrete work is done. Asphalt work is almost completed. They didn't quite get done yesterday, and of course with rain they'll be pushed back today, but should be done hopefully tomorrow. All other work is pretty well done with the exception of the traffic signal, which those poles are not expected to arrive until early August, so we'll be utilizing a four-way stop in that intersection until we get the poles and lights up. Also heard that the annexation of the properties on South Wayne Street will become effective on May 21st, tomorrow. That deadline is up, so that'll take effect. It was reported that the village does have a 2.5 million five-year general expense levy that's up for renewal this fall. We'll be discussing that in an upcoming meeting and looking at what our plans are there. From the park board, they got the report that we did have a large youth baseball tournament here in town, and it went very well. I had a lot of good compliments, and things went great. League games are up and running. The pool was also up and ready to go. It was actually used for training, so it's been up and working. So things are going good there. Upcoming events this Friday night, we have the Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony, which starts at 7 o'clock. The parade starts at the Wayne Street Bridge, and they will parade down to Monument Park, where the ceremony will be held. The Taste of Fort Recovery is coming up on Thursday, June the 12th. It'll be up on the Brick Street, as always, and starts around 5 o'clock. And then the Harvest Jubilee follows that up from the 13th to the 15th in Ambassador Park. Our next regular council meeting is Monday, June the 2nd at 7:30 p.m.